This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, buddy, here we are live in Arlington at Shakerton's, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Happy Friday to you. Expressway's coming up here in about 20 minutes. We'll have what you're drinking and what you think. We'll have LA Live. We'll have Eric Nadell and so much more. Here's the Chief with an edition out of the finest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. It is football's finest. I got a couple of Harbaugh stories here for you. Now, we're about to take on one of the Harbaugh brothers, head coach of the Ravens. So, but which one of these stories feels more like a guy who today has earned the right to be considered the one seed for human being who most embodied just being a football lifer, truther, badass? We'll start with the Ravens head coach. Because he has decided that in preparation for our Dallas Cowboys and, of course, Micah Parsons, he says John Harbaugh spent some time at the beginning of the practice today in Baltimore working as a pass rusher against his offensive line that has been struggling. His quote was that he felt like in the walkthrough they needed a little speed, quickness, athleticism on the edge, and so he felt like he was the guy to provide that. So the guy who is at times in Baltimore's practice trying to emulate Micah Parsons, it's actually their own head coach, John Harbaugh.
Wow, give him football guy of the century if he can pull that off.
My goodness, man, I wonder if he's giving him a good look there. Yeah, I do. I do. I mean, on those run plays, you think he's getting upfield enough, far enough, to really emulate what Micah can do and provide?
Why am I thinking that if he said, I'm going to play Mozzie Smith this week, I would feel better about that?
Yeah. Well,
maybe a little late off the ball.
That would be an easier guy to try.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, I'm going to play one of these defensive tackles.
They're both
here
maniacs.
We go. He's like down in a four-point stance.
I'm Jordan Phillips, man. My wrist hurts, and I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Just all of a sudden, Linderbaum is just reaching him like every time.
That's fantastic. That would actually give him a pretty real look at they're going to be facing on Sunday.
I don't want to laugh at that anymore.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Well, it's funny because it's true, and that's what makes things funny. I feel like I could have given you a decent look of Stephon Gilmore last year, you know, as long as we're on that theme with the lack of foot speed. I feel like both Harbaughs, though, are really, really driven and focused. Jim's just weird. You know?
Yes.
I think John harnesses it and focuses it better.
Okay, so Jim, and why he is up for the guy who embodies football more than anyone today, is there's a story from Joey Bosa, pass rusher of the Chargers, who's still familiarizing himself with his new head coach, Jim Harbaugh. And he was on the Chris Long podcast, and so it's two NFL players, edge rushers, chopping it up. Chris Long,
also former Ohio State Buckeye, of course, his head coach, Michigan Wolverine.
Oh,
he played against him in college while he was with Michigan. So he might not have liked him. He might not have been a horrible guy.
Yeah, that's fair. But he tells Chris Long on the podcast, Joey Bosa says, yeah, Jim Harbaugh, he gets in the ice bath. So he takes ice baths with the players, but the caveat being that he goes in with full tucked-in shirt to his khakis, belt on. I believe he's still got his shoes on.
So he goes khakis on in the cold tub.
Yes, yeah, I believe he's got his call sheet and his headset on as well, just because that's the kind of guy he is. So.
Gosh, look at these Husker highlights.
But why wouldn't you, man? If you're Jim Harbaugh and you're doing heavy back squats with your shirt tucked in and you're wearing khakis, why wouldn't you also get into the cold tub with that as well?
Freaking go Nebraska.
Is he still doing those heavy back squats? Like, his jog off the field last week was more flabby and unathletic than I've ever seen either of the two Harbaugh brothers. I think he's past his peak a little bit physically.
He's probably doing
it. Was sad to see.
Yeah. No, that is a little disheartening because you did see him at training camp getting on some of those sled pushes and stuff, but maybe he's more of a showman now than a real actual grinder as it pertains to that. I mean, we know his affinity for whole milk and steak, and so maybe he's kind of overdoing it on that side of things and not getting after it in the weight room, but he is getting after it in the cold tub, and he's just full-fledged khakis, belt on, shirt tucked in. And so because of that, I don't know if it's every day, just when the mood strikes, you know, when he's feeling the inflammation more so than other days, but I am now adding it to the payoff board. When we're at Southern Leisure Spas here in a couple of weeks, if I have a payoff, I will do the Jim Harbaugh ice bath where I do a segment from their cold plunge, which will be crazy cold, and I'll wear nice slacks and a nice shirt tucked in
with
and a belt. Yes, and I will get in full-fledged that way in honor of Jim Harbaugh. That'll be a payoff.
Hey, that's
how about
a bad
that?
Payoff
that
I would
good?
Not want to do. I would not. I could not handle that amount of cold.
Yeah, you're getting out pretty easy with your current bet payoff.
What makes you say that, Walchuk? It feels like we
got
to...
Has it commenced? I mean, like, we haven't even done it. This was supposed to be a full show worth of just spraying on him.
Oh, of Dawson. You're right. You know what we need to do? The entire expressway will
I'm nervous to do it now because of the headset, to be honest with you.
Oh, because of the headset? No, it's fine. A little electrocution ain't going to hurt him.
Right? I think he's worried about the cost of the headset.
Well, I also don't want to kill him.
Don't worry about that. Worry about the headset.
I'm sorry, Dawson. I actually care about your well-being.
No, you're good, man. You know, I was willing to battle you guys on this when you were
Dawson,
sober.
Don't listen to him.
If I die, I die.
Dawson, that's the guy that went across the street and got salsa put in the bottle to squirt on you.
Yeah.
He's not thinking about your well-being.
Hey,
right now.
I did not get the spicy salsa, Brian. There were two salsas.
Yeah.
There was the regular and there was the spicy. I went regular.
Here's the one with just some vinegar in it for your eyes.
Yeah. No, I thought it was a good bet payoff idea that you're like trying to lead a segment and your co-hosts are spraying water in your face.
Okay.
And you're getting drenched and you're like getting startled. And I thought it would be good for the audience to listen to, like, ha-ha, they keep spraying him. And then you guys were like, let's put cayenne pepper in the water.
It was habanero, but yeah.
My bad.
No, I was going to just pee corrected. In the bottle, but...
Yeah, no bodily fluids, you know.
That was apparently
I got
no-go.
I got some bread and butter pickle juice over there with a little bit of vinegar.
See, I've been looking
That's
at this.
That's going
to
be fine.
Let me put this on the webcam. This is what Chief wanted to put in my face.
I want to, just a dash of it. Just a dash.
It's a bet payoff.
Just a little dash.
It's not just like, ooh, let me squirt some water in my face, you know. Come on. Are you kidding me? I ate bleeping pickled pig's feet last week. You candy asses.
He actually,
I've done way more intense bet payoffs than you, Wolchuk, if you want to go down this path.
I don't think you have.
Did you ask Stephen Jones the minute and 12-second question?
Did you wax your back?
Well, that might be number one.
Did you wear a Speedo?
Did
you walk outside to the freaking street with the G-bag flag in a Speedo and truffle shuffle? No, you didn't.
Okay, you got the top two, but I'm pretty sure I got numbers 3 through 10 on the
Nobody's all-time. Done any more bet payoffs that are more badass than me. I'm holding the top spot, and I won't hear any ifs about it.
Well, I did eat a raw steak.
You're probably number two.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Me and Broad is just getting disrespectful.
But Brian and Eric is
like, we haven't
Eric's
put our freaking nuts
freaking,
on the line.
A freaking P word.
I haven't at all, tight. Man. These things have all been so easy for me to do.
Brian's over here just, you know, having a leisurely day at the office.
I am. That stick of butter was glorious, man. I'm so happy I ate that thing.
Hey, that really was disgusting watching you do that.
Now, the haircut, I will give you credit for. That was
the haircut.
That was badass.
Yeah. That was fun.
No,
I enjoyed that.
Honestly, you've gone for it.
I don't really have any bone to pick with you. I give
these other two idiots.
I give Dawson more respect for the Bangkok burger than maybe anything.
Oh, that was intense.
But, but the idea that Walchuk is going to be shaming me and Broadus now.
What's a good bed payoff you've ever done?
Are you crazy?
No, I'm being dead serious.
I mean, let's start with a little nitro gummy.
Ooh, with a little nitro gummy. That's the only one you've got.
Okay, let's also talk about the 3.5-foot cheeseburger that weighed like 10
pounds. You wanted to do that. That was something you would do on a daily basis just as you as a human being. That doesn't even need to be a bet payoff.
Yeah.
You'd have done that.
Totally, yeah, I would have done that.
I don't know,
that,
man. He did a show from this place dressed up as a chick one time.
Well, that was Jimmy Butler.
He wasn't dressed up as a chick.
I did go all out at Harley Quinn. Walchuk hasn't dressed up any time. He half half-assed it with the fakest little broadest wig and made it seem like he was broadest
for the dress-ups are lame.
Didn't shave his face. Didn't shave his head.
I shaved my beard for Micah Parsons not getting 15 sacks. Yes, did I not? I did. So I've shaved and back waxed.
If you're going full broadest, you're shaving your face.
I shaved my face.
Not for the broadest.
Not for the broadest.
Right, exactly. No, that's fine.
But I had already shaved my face for the Micah Parsons.
This is all you get for the lashing out at us, because I don't think
you've made a single good point here.
I don't. Okay.
You had the nitro gummy. Otherwise, I dressed up, I put fingernail polish on my face, and wore a wig as Harley Quinn.
And
whoop-de frickin' do.
I painted my face. I went all out. I wore the
so hard.
The outfit.
I'm so sorry that you did that.
Until you dress up as anything notable.
The dress-up ones are weak bet payoffs.
No, they're not. They're hilarious, dude.
Not a single
person will text in and say they didn't like the Harley Quinn.
Because I did the broadest once. I thought it was weak.
That's because you didn't go all the way with it.
I'll tell you what.
His impression was the best thing. His broadest.
Yeah, I did go all the way with it.
That was good.
I ordered a skull cap and everything.
When I dress up like Mrs. Doubtfire next week.
That's an incredible one.
Full send right there.
That will be it, yeah.
Okay, so Mrs. Doubtfire is more impressive than Harley
Quinn. Anything that you've done, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
Walchuk's got a little something going on right now. I like what Walchuk's going on. Walchuk's a little bit salty because he got accused of the five-layer burrito thing. He still hasn't recovered from it.
I'm not letting you recover from it.
Because he has some insecurities about five-layer burritos and his own ass.
Because I love five-layer burritos. Why would anybody waste that?
So, he's lashing out in a huge way. But the Harley Quinn was an awesome
The Harley Quinn was bad. 817. Didn't like the Harley Quinn 682. Who did?
There you go. You cherry pick.
That nitro gummy wasn't that bad. You guys are acting like it was.
Yeah, you tried to act like it was the worst thing in the world. Yeah. Try a one-chip challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, Walchuk. I can't wait for...
I can't wait for the nitro gummy for him.
Me too.
I bet Brian need a bag of one-chip
today. He wants to stand up and do the freaking national anthem. Oh, that's so hard.
What did you want me to do?
That's embarrassing. That's,
you know what I'd like you to do? Let's wax your chest.
As if I haven't done that already before in my life.
Well, currently
let's,
waxed.
Let's do it on air, baby.
Dude. I mean, Walchuk is hilarious. It's absolutely that time of the month for Walchuk. And on behalf of the show, I would like to apologize.
Now it's that time.
Because he is acting out of character. He's high emotion.
Why don't you go read another
hormones,
box score, okay, Eric?
The hormones are all over the place. And we can't take him seriously for the rest of the program. Hopefully,
I'm sorry you got called out and you're upset about it.
Hopefully by Monday, Walchuk will be back to being himself.
Maybe by Sunday. We'll see.
Maybe.
It's
maybe
time
not.
Now to hit the expressway.
Oh, here we go.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back live at Shakerton's in Arlington, where Chiafalo is going to do his bet payoff, even though Wolchuk's been trying to shame him for it. I think it's a pretty good one.
I think this is better than the dress-ups.
Okay, all righty. and then we also have Eric Nadel talking baseball. Oh. L.A. Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back with more here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Got an hour and 8 minutes left in this show and so much to do, including Eric Nadel here. Eric Chiafalo's bet payoff in a few minutes. The Expressway is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art. And the Eric Nadel Show is brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. And Eric Nadel joining us shortly here. Let's get the phone calls fired up. It is time for the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking.
What You Thinking.
At 877-881-1053. Boys, obviously the Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey is flowing here as we're live at Shaker.
Yeah, shut up.
It's bringing the chronic vaginitis out of Wolchuk over
there. Oh, speak for yourself.
His blood is clearly thinning as it
Somebody
is leaking out of his body.
Somebody is butthurt over there because he got called out and the text agrees with me.
The text does not agree with you. I can't fathom that anybody. I don't think anybody should be shamed for all the payoffs. I think everyone has taken their licks pretty nicely.
I would agree.
The course of the couple of years that we've done this.
As Eric Nadel joins us now here on your home of the Rangers.
You want to sing the national anthem?
105 through the fan. We'll pick this back up in 5 minutes. Eric, good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Do I have to mediate between these boys who don't play well with others?
Yeah, you might have to.
It might be the biggest nosebleed fight we've had in the history of the G-Bag Nation. Did you guys ever fight like this when you're on a night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
At least once or twice.
At least once couple or twice. A couple of times. It always ends well.
Eric, how do you mediate something like that? What do you think?
Oh, I think alcoholic beverages are probably the best solution.
We've had plenty of those, Eric. Thank you.
Maybe some Xanax mixed in.
Yes, I think that could do wonders right now.
Very open.
Eric, actually,
that.
That's a good idea. Now, what do you think of Kamar Rocker's second start? Is this concerning for you in any way?
Well, the thing that I wonder about is he going to be able to throw that breaking pitch enough for strikes? Yeah, I know his fastball velocity was down yesterday and his fastball command was off yesterday, but to me, the even bigger problem was the Blue Jays weren't swinging his breaking ball. And he wasn't landing it for strikes. And that now is going to be the scouting report. Don't swing at his breaking ball until he shows you that he can throw it for strikes. So that's really what I'm going to be looking for in that final start of the year that he makes in Oakland next Thursday. But I'm not concerned by the fall in velocity. You know, he said he was backing off a little bit, and obviously coming back off of Tommy John surgery, you're not always going to have your best velocity. So I'm not concerned that way, but I'm really curious to see how he's going to adjust when teams stop swinging at that slider or curve or whatever he wants to call it.
Okay, and then what are you hoping to see from DeGrom here in about an hour and a half?
Well, pretty much the same sort of thing we saw last time with better command and maybe a little sharper break on the slider. You know, I thought he threw a lot of mediocre sliders in his first start. You know, they were still 91, 92 miles an hour. I wouldn't say they're easy to hit, but they weren't Jacob DeGrom's slider. So I'm hoping to see a sharper slider tonight.
How many discussions have you had about the historic night for Shohei Ohtani? I mean, this has got to be like all the rage, right, for the foreseeable future?
I'm just blown away. It's just so unbelievable. It's so incredible. You know, freakish to think that, you know, they gave him all this money, and some people ridiculed them because he wasn't going to pitch. And then he goes out and does things that nobody's ever done before. Just phenomenal. He is totally in a class by himself. You know, on the one hand, I regret not getting to see him 19 times a year, which we did, you know, for the first 5 years of his career when he was playing for the Angels. But on the other hand, I'm glad our pitchers aren't subjected to it.
Hey, Eric, you know, I have to ask you the weird question. Are you making the final trip to Oakland?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Okay, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. You're going to close that place down, aren't you?
Yeah, I have so many memories there, both good and bad. You know, one of my very first games was there back in 1979. And in that game, the Athletics turned a triple play. And it was a totally confusing play. There were runners at first and second for the Rangers, and they were running. And the pitch was bunted up in the air. And the third baseman for Oakland, Wayne Gross, tried to catch the ball. He trapped it. but the home plate umpire, Bill Kunkel, ruled that he had caught it in the air.
Oh, no.
So both of the runners could easily be doubled off, except for the fact that Wayne Gross threw the ball into center field.
Ooh.
So next thing you know, there are runners going everywhere. One guy's going back to tack. The other guy's just running, almost passing the other guy. In the meantime, the center fielder throws the ball back into the infield, and I don't remember which infielder got it, but he just started touching every base and tagging every guy he saw. Eventually, it was a triple play that should never have happened because the ball was not caught in the air, but we didn't have any sort of a replay system or, you know, or a challenge system back then. But that was the very first game I ever did at the Coliseum back in 79 when Charlie Finley owned the team. And yeah, he knew he was going to sell it, and he was letting the scoreboard lights burn out and not replace them. We couldn't even look at the scoreboard and know what the count was because so many bulbs were missing on the scoreboard.
Man, as a fan in the 80s and then in the 2000s, there were just so many iconic players that came through there. Who's your favorite Oakland A to call of all time or maybe even just be a fan of?
I love Dennis Eckersley. I just thought he was superb. The way he made the adjustment from being a starting pitcher to being a reliever. You know, the stand-up guy that he was when he gave up the home run to Kirk Gibson in the World Series. You know, he was always extremely cooperative with the media, very quotable. He had his own language. He had his own names for different pitches. They called it X speak. And he's just a really good dude. And he had the flamboyant mustache, you know, really emblematic of the A's back in those days. And watching Ricky was great too. You know, there's never been a base stealer like Ricky. You've never been a leadoff hitter like Ricky. Both of those guys, they're really fun to watch.
All right, Eric, what you drinking and what you thinking on this Friday?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm thinking, because I have been out running errands all day. The traffic in Dallas today is worse than any day I can imagine. And I've lived here for almost 50 years. And I'm talking about starting this morning at about 11 a.m. I went out to start running errands. Didn't matter what street I was on, the tollway, I-35, Northwest Highway, Walnut Hill Lane, Lover's Lane, every street has been backed up, and it's been like that all day. I don't know what's going on. It's as if somebody dropped a million cars into Dallas today and put them on the roads. It's just really, really weird. And
sounds like you could use a drink after that.
As a result, I'm strongly considering it. I haven't been drinking much lately, but when I get off the road, I think I'm hitting the gluten-free beer.
There you go. Enjoy it.
My favorite one is called Holidaily. It comes from Colorado, but they sell it in most of the liquor stores here. So if you're gluten-free and you want a good beer, grab a Holidaily.
I'm on it, man. That sounds terrific. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend, and we'll chat with you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. It is time now to go around the broadcast position. We'll give you what we're drinking and thinking. I believe Chiafalo has a bet payoff coming for you in the middle of his. But
yeah. Well, if you ask Wolchuk, it's just something I want to do, and it really doesn't mean anything.
I never said it with this possible thing. Never said it with this one.
According to Wolchuk, this is something I do every time I go out.
You can keep lashing out because clearly you know what I've said is true. I'm sitting here very comfortable.
I vomited with the straw dog because I did it appropriately. I was ironing out a
lashing
hole
out at me and you
into a
hot
dog wiener with a coffee straw, and then 2 weeks later, Broadus and Wolchuk had the most clearly hollowed out, ready to go hot dog wiener to take a shot out of scotch with.
We drank
and
called it a day. We got drink Johnny
called
Walker
it a
black
day.
Whiskey out of it.
It was
and handled it like true men.
That was the early days of our bet payoffs. Here is season 3 and the most dramatic so far. Currently, I am drinking a fountain soda, a Diet Coke, of course, here from Shakerton's. I've been able to, you know, say no to the Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey over 9 years running now. But what I'm thinking is what Mike McCarthy said, not enough carries to evaluate the runners. I only need 4 steps, right? I don't know how much more do you need to see people run slowly and get tackled before you're like, wow, that's not a good runner. You call yourself an NFL football coach? You are an offensive guru, and you're watching Zeke, Vaughn, and Dowdle play the position and thinking, yep, need more time. You saw him for 6 weeks.
What do you need training camp and preseason for then? Yeah. Oh, no, we got to get to the regular season and let half of it play out before we know our running backs can't play. That's annoying, but it's fine. You know, these guys are in must-lie situations. You got a tough deal, and Jerry, Steven, and Mike are all trying to put something that makes sense on really an unfortunate situation that is the Cowboys running back room. Brian, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, and aging running backs usually get better as the season goes on. So to think that in week one they're going to be their best version week two, not fair, you know?
Yeah, sure. You know, yeah, they're going to get better as the year goes on. Great point, Chief. Here's Brian. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Yeah, finishing off the rye whiskey here myself. And, boy, it's really very good.
It's delicious.
Delicious rye whiskey. What I'm thinking is I'm facing this screen for SportsCenter, and I might have another bet payoff next week picking San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good about
that. It seems like
that.
Every time I look up, somebody from the 49ers is not going to play in this football game, whether it's Bosa.
Is Bosa out?
They're talking about
– looking rough.
You very well could see Mrs. Doubtfire next Friday from the leisure spa place.
This is why I'm not a believer in Brock Purdy. He loses just a couple of pieces, and he gets into a more realistic setting.
My gosh.
They start losing games.
This could be a nightmare
that
situation
would be amazing.
For me. But, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Woolchuck, thinking?
Yeah, I've been drinking the Sagamore Rye, which is delicious. Need a refill here in just a moment. And I'm thinking, I'm scared to death about this Ravens team coming into AT&T Stadium on Sunday. I'm hoping for the best of the Cowboys can get a win. I'm doubtful that it happens, but I'm very worried about this 49ers pick, Brian.
Yep.
And I'm happy if I lose, the Tolos can pick my bet payoff. I don't give a damn. I'd put my bet payoffs up against anybody, and I think if we stacked it up, there's no question I've done the best.
Okay. We'll have to determine that in an online poll, maybe a Twitter poll next week. We're going to finish with Chiefs, so let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander is standing by, screening your phone calls, working like four or five jobs back there at once in the Pimp Cup. What you drinking and what you thinking,
bro? I'm doing it all.
Thank you.
See, man, I'm drinking water. I've had a whole lot of it. Thinking that Dana White, you see Dana White's getting into the boxing game?
No.
Yeah, bro, Dana White teaser. He's about to get into the boxing game, which, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, I think that's pretty awesome because this dude right here, he sets up fights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and when they're needed to be. It's not like he doesn't wait till the guys are after their prime to set up the fight. If the fight is right there, he's going to set that fight up. So maybe he might put some pressure in the boxing world to have these fights when they're supposed to be set up instead of waiting forever. That means Canelo can't duck Benavidez anymore.
Whoa. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
I like this, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he could change the fight game once again. Chief, drinking, thinking.
Whiskey. Sagamore Rye, which is really the best in the business, and we appreciate him. And I'm thinking that it is time to unveil another week bet payoff.
Week sauce.
Should we all stand up with you?
I was wondering, like.
No, we definitely need to stand up.
We need to stand up. We'll stand up.
I don't think this one's weak. I think this is one of the better ones you've done.
They have a bunch of American flags in here, so stand at attention, boys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we go.
Hand over the heart.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, at the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets reclare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Bleep you, Walter!
America!
Yes, dude!
That was awesome.
You freaking killed it.
We did it!
Let's go! Eric Chio followed with a national anthem, sending us into an edition of What You Drinking, What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. After every major sport event here in DFW, we need an anthem, and Chief has delivered.
That's right.
Where are we going first, Lucius?
Yeah, let's go to Polo. Polo, you're the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking, what you thinking, bro?
What's going on, y'all? Hey, I'm doing my homeboy tattoo right now. I'm watching my girl wash dishes with Shane B in like 2 weeks. I don't care if she had a baby or not. She's washing dishes, woman. Yeah, anyway, what I'm thinking is, like I told y'all last week, I told y'all when I called Giafalo and Dolph, I mean, not young Dolph, but Broadus, Sunday, I said, Kamara going to clear on us. I said that last Friday. I'll tell you how it is. I don't know who's going to be coming with Lamar Jackson or who's going to be calling Zay Flowers, but y'all need to come on with it. Y'all making millions of dollars like they make millions of dollars. When that these teams plunk y'all, I tell y'all, y'all going to have all New Orleans people up here trying to clown us because y'all dumb. I overshot them. They need to let you get in the game. I don't know who's going to cover them tight ends that Baltimore got, but don't let them plunk y'all. And Gavin, you're the general. You took the worst bet payoff I could think of. We ate your Clyde Drexler cereal a couple years ago. I love y'all. I got to go. Bye.
Dude, that box of cereal was 30 years old.
Yeah.
It was the worst. It was the most
stale. The Wheaties.
Stale.
Yeah, the Wheaties.
Oh,
yeah.
That really, that it wasn't as bad as eating the raw steak, but it was close.
I'll never forget watching that cockroach run up out of that bag.
That was good.
And right into your mouth.
Okay, who's next, Lucius?
Timmy and Jasper, what are you drinking? What you thinking?
Thank you, Lucius. This is Timmy and Jasper drinking a margarita with a little bit of on the rocks, and I'm crying right now with patriotism and pooping my pants after I listened to Chief try to sing, but we'll move on from that. This is somebody new. I'm Timmy / Rat and Jasper because I'm known as Timmy / Rat in the place where I grew up. Now, in Carthage, I'm either Tim or Pappy, and when I was principal, I was usually A-ho. But we're going to move on from all of that introduction, and we're going to go to Gavin. Gavin, I know you're big on texting us and telling us that when you text in, you tell us what city you're from or where you are. We're going to make you famous, and then you go chasing rabbits. And it's up to it, and then there's always let's give something away and on, you know, to the 10th caller. I love it.
Yeah.
And most of the time, loyal Tolos have no chance of winning because of we're stream listeners and have 30-second delay from live radio. So I just want you to, I just want to thank you for the thought. Now that brings me to Brian.
Yeah.
Brian. You know, yep. I'm going blind because of glaucoma. You're going blind because of stupidity. Now, you may want to return back to that good old days when you just said, have a good day, sir, like you did Scott, New Jersey, a couple of years ago on the Monday night football game. You said he was bitching to be bitching on the Monday night game. And let me tell you something. This week, stop trying to go toe-to-toe with people. That's like trying to go toe-to-toe in an argument with Bobby Belt. You ain't going to win. Now, that brings me to Zach.
Zach, what's up,
bro? Zach. Don't worry about Brian telling you to shut up anymore, ever again. Because if you ever say anything bad to piss off Brad Sham again, I'm going to be the one that calls in and tells you to shut up.
Ooh.
So that's the first rule, and it's not a good look for you, so go out and have fun this Sunday, and for God's sake, don't tell Brad to shut up, or don't piss off Brad. Now that brings me to my boy, Eric Giafalo. Eric,
piss him off.
You just need to move on, Eric. Just move on. Damn, son, if you step into dog poop, just move on. If you put your foot in your mouth with a guest, just move on. If you step in dog poop, then put your foot in your mouth, stop, spit it out, gargle with a little Miller Lite, and then move on. Don't rehash. Hell, that's Lucius's job. And now, Lucius, for you, figure out what you want, food or booze,
for Veterans Day this year because I ain't sending you no weed and I ain't sending you no women.
Thank you, Pappy.
Thanks, Pappy. Yeah,
have a great weekend. Enjoy the Cowboys game. It opens the line at 877-881-1053. That might be the longest call on what you're drinking and what you think in history, but it was gold.
It was great.
It was gold.
It's
had to let it go.
It's advice I won't be taking, but I appreciate him for
That's
it.
That's right. Who's next, Lucius?
That man knows me well. Let's go to Rodeo Ron. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Rodeo?
Drinking a little bit of Jim Beam with a splash of Dr. Pepper this week. Shout out to Tuesday and Cody and those two hockey playing grandsons, which one of them is in Colorado in a tournament this weekend. And I'm thinking this, maybe Eric and Zach, they just need to get in the ring and duke it out. And I have another joke for y'all.
He don't want none of that. He don't want
none of
that.
You sound way more upset than I do.
Celebrity boxing?
It ain't going to be a fair fight there.
Celebrity boxing, here we go. Here, I got a joke for y'all, though. What's the difference between the Dallas Cowboys and a dollar bill?
Don't know.
You can still get four quarters from a dollar bill. And I hate to say it, I don't think we'll see four quarters from the Cowboys this week.
Neither.
And we'll be 1-2 and give the Ravens the first win. But let's go, Cowboys. Let's go, Rangers. Let's go, DeGrom, tonight. And remember, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, listen to that G-Bag Nation on
1-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
one or two more. Who's next, Lucius?
CJ in Mansfield, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, CJ?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm drinking a little bit of Blood and Honey, Revolver Brewing from down in Granbury out here in the pool this afternoon. Switched over from the Shiner. That's a little plug to one of your sponsors. And what I'm thinking is, you know, after I heard you guys talking last week about Clarence Hill's interview with Jerry about how he's the – nobody could run this team better than him. I just did a little bit of research, and I already knew the numbers pretty much. But let's just go 28 years up to 1995 and then the 28 years since 1995 in the playoffs. And here are the numbers. 31-5 playoff wins, 14-0 NFC championship games, and, of course, 8 Super Bowl appearances to 0, 5 Super Bowl wins to 0. And think about that for a minute. 14 of 28 years, we were in the NFC championship games in the 28 years leading up to 1995, and we've not done it since. And the only constant over that time is the guy that's running the show. Yep. He did 2 years, he did something with the team that Jimmy left. And once that team started dying off and getting old and guys retiring, we've done nothing since. And I know Gavin will love that because he and I are on the same page with that. Brian remembers the days back in the 70s leading up to it. That's really my only point. But the one thing I do got to say, Gavin, you'll love this. Shoot yeah, boy.
Shoot, yeah, there he goes. That's a good note to end it on. Tune in next week for more What You Drinking and What You Thinking here in the G-Bag Nation. And I think it's very important that everybody gets that message and believes it and acts on it, because that's, you got to speak the Jones boys' language. And their language is attention and impressions and engagement. Okay, it's time now to go back to the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has the Friday night edition of LA Live.
Hey, man, who sponsors Eric Nadell's appearance here on the show?
Ty Lock, George, I care.
That's what I'm talking about, my guy. That's what I'm talking about. I'll write that down real quick. No, it's all gravy, baby. All right, let's get into a feel-good Friday right after the great Rick James.
Well,
I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, Three Stacks. Keep your heart. A, keep your heart. Three Stacks, keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three Stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
Play your part, man. These girls are smart out here, Playboy. This is LA Live for Friday, September 20th, 2024. It is a feel-good Friday or a freak-off Friday, as long as you got consent. Here in LA Live. Yeah, buddy, we made it. We made it to the Friday vibes. Let me switch the vibes up.
I'm sorry. Let me spit these vibes up real quick because I got to do the proper thing here on a Friday. It is the 20th, and let's see. Yeah. Rest in paradise, Frankie. We've got 20, no, no, not 20. We got 48 hours of liberty, y'all. 48 hours of liberty. Don't crash out this weekend, gangster. You're more valuable than you think you are. Believe me. Avoid the law, dogs. Hold up. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive out here on these roads. You heard Eric Nadell. It's already packed out here, man. Y'all be careful, bro. And if you got a California license plate, I need you on 10 and 2s. 10 and 2s. I need you to be paying attention out here and keep up with traffic, okay? Keep your emotions in check this weekend. Your emotions can what get you in trouble the most.
Yes.
Because your body and mind tells you, hey, man, you're not supposed to take that. But you got to think it through. You got to think it through. Ain't that right, Freddie? I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV this weekend or DFW scanner this weekend, okay? So in other words, please don't crash out. Let me give you a quick weekend warning before we get out of here.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yes, establish dominance. You think P. Diddy established dominance quickly? I don't know.
No.
I probably
no.
don't. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Protective custody.
Yeah, there you go. Protective custody.
I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Protective custody.
I hear he's in one of the worst jails, though, already.
He's in Tombs, brother. He's in the Tombs right now. I can't believe they put Puffy in the Tombs, but he's down there. Wow. No shoelaces, no sheets, you know what I'm saying, because he's on that suicide situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shoelaces, no sheets. Don't crash out this weekend, y'all. Don't be a puff. Get consent. And if somebody says no, bounce. Let's see what else we got right here. I do have a G-Bag Today call. I might as well get to it. Austin Villa. My name is Jean Duran.
Yes, dude. You put me on this guy a couple of hours ago. I've been watching highlights of him. 20-year-old from Colombia. Aston Villa was one of the most coveted players in the transfer market. And he hits bangers like I haven't seen since maybe David Beckham.
Elbow deep in his bag right here.
Yeah.
They call this the goal of the season. And I think it's the call of the season as well.
Punterla, John Duran, Barkley, Duran, 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 Duran. Qué golazo.
Yeah, dude, this guy makes the game more enjoyable because he's not out of range. It's like Steph Curry when he gets across midcourt. You're like, wait, he can shoot there.
He can go from anywhere?
There, he can shoot there. Yeah, incredible.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. I like that call, too. So I hope he keeps doing his thing. And whoever's doing that call, I want him on the call for it.
The best part to me is the understated que golazo. You know?
Golazo!
Just like it goes in and then it, yeah.
All right, so I got some news bloopers for you guys. This is clips for you to hear while you're out of the studio, because you know it's kind of hard to talk to people that aren't here, so I might as well just play you some audio and bounce on out of here. You know what I'm saying?
You're good, man. Good.
Broadus feel me. Broadus feels me. Hold up. The vibes. Hold on. I
can't get there you go. Therapeutic.
God, dog it. I had a moment like this week. I couldn't remember the word custody. I couldn't do it.
I think thunderstorms will be a welcomed not sight. What do you, when you hear something?
Sound.
Sound.
Yeah, I feel you.
That's weird. Yeah, that's weird.
It's a long week of broadcasting right there. Jeez. Speaking of long week of broadcasting, this broadcaster right here got her days mixed up, which it happens. But when you think it's Friday, it hurts.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to Wake Up Idaho. It is 5 a.m. I am Justin Kaur.
And I thought it was Friday, but I'm also Brenda Rodriguez. Here's what's in the news today.
Hold on. Nothing ruins your Friday like it being Thursday.
I tell you what. Oh!
It's the best when you're on that Sunday night, though, and you're like, wait, tomorrow's Labor Day.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, that is amazing. Yeah. That is amazing when you forget. Oh, when somebody tells you it's a three-day weekend coming up and it's like Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, what? I just all of a sudden got energy to do my job better. It's amazing.
Yeah, I needed that.
I become a better person.
Yeah. This broadcaster right here had a hard time getting his plane off the runway.
Went step to step, step and
whoa.
Step for step.
Yeah, step for step.
Every little step.
Get in there, buddy. Hey, shout out to my pops, man. I don't know where you at, Dad. I mean, I do know my dad. I don't want anybody to jump to conclusions.
I don't know where you're at, Dad.
I know where you at right here. He's a retired man. All he does is wear white linens, and he takes flights and eats shrimps. You know what I mean? With his pinky up all the time right now. So I don't know if he's in town or not, but shout out to him. I wouldn't have this sauce if it wasn't for you, Pop.
Send us a postcard from Paradise.
My guy. Probably somewhere in Martha's Vineyard, like always.
I don't need to be anywhere. If I can just have no obligations, no entanglements, responsibilities, I think I could be in paradise anywhere.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do.
Yeah.
What is coming through this town? I'm not sure.
Oh, but then that cold front comes through and significantly drops the dew points.
Is that what it does?
Yeah. Oh, but then that cold front comes through.
Ooh. Yeah, I hear it now.
Wow,
Hey, this newscaster right here sucked the cow's udder on live television.
Whoa. It's the richest, and farmers get paid more for that extra butter fat in the milk. And let me tell you, that is creamy and tasty.
Wow.
That's somebody's daddy.
Body temperature?
It's a weak bet payoff.
I think that should be added to the board.
Yeah,
you
man.
Bring a cow down here. I'll do it right now.
Do it right now. Let's see here. What we got? Running up against this, let me play some of these, and I'll leave the rest for next week or something, or whenever we get news bloopers again.
Bloopers.
This is a strange story at a campgrounds.
RCMP are searching for a man who has been spotted completely naked at a campground several times over the last month. And as Terry Fikowski reports, they want to find him and find out why he's naked.
Find out why he's
naked. We got Fikowski on it. Yeah. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Why the hell is he naked?
There's only one man for this job. Where's Fikowski?
Hey!
Tell me it's not me.
Get that vibe! Get that vibe. I want you to go into the weekend with them vibes, man. Find Maze and Frankie Beverly and vibe out this weekend. Yo, hey! Last one. We got a newscaster trying to record a segment. She was live out there on the streets, and a bug landed on her. Now, I guess you guys heard that before, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the guy down in Houston, a bug landed on him.
Yep.
What really happened? What was that?
She ate a damn bug.
Yeah, well, this lady right here, a bug just landed on her arm. She kind of panicked. I guess she's tried to record this segment a few times and everything just keeps going wrong.
Then allegedly pulling his penis out.
Whoa. Wait, what?
Okay.
Wow.
I said penis.
I said penis.
Poor guy Shakerton's here, he's trying to eat his hot dog right as you drop that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, let's see. Well, I got about four more, but I'm not going to get to it. I'm going to let the vibes ride as I let you know that I'm up against it. And my name is Lucius Alexander, and I want you to be safe this weekend. I'll be back to rock the house on a Monday. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water.
Oh! There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Maybe a few minutes later on a Friday night, what you drinking and what you thinking. Thanks for all your phone calls. Thanks for the vibes, Lucius.
Yeah.
A reset there. Yeah, cleanse the palate. Woolchuck, what would you like to do next?
Let's go around the bases. Otani's 50th home run ball. The Marlins manager says bleep walking that man. And these teams have clinched postseason berths. That's next in the nation.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.